This I Believe. Sir Miles Thomas is chairman of the British Overseas Airways Corporation. He is something of a pioneer in aviation, having been commissioned an officer in the Flying Corps shortly after its formation in World War I. During his service in the Mesopotamian campaign, he was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. After the war, he held positions in the automotive industry and with the government, taking over the chairmanship of BOAC in 1949. He was knighted during World War II for his part in building up munitions production. This is what Sir Miles Thomas believes.
I was a lonely child. My father died when I was less than a year old, and without brothers or sisters, I lived largely in my own mind during the formative period of boyhood. Religion played a great part in the life of my young widowed mother. The high emotional natures of the mountain folk in Wales where we lived were illuminated with lovely singing and an almost mystical devotion. I was first enthralled, but as my questing mind hardened, I became embarrassed by this fervor into a state of furtive doubt. In middle youth, making early forays into simple chemistry and natural physics, I grew skeptical of the miracles of the Old Testament. How could Christ walking on the water square with the laws of Archimedes? Thus my mind became troubled. Was it irreligious and sinful to have these doubts? Was I becoming agnostic, even atheist? The fires of hell flared close in my uneasy dreams. Then came my initiation into airmanship in the Kaiser War. On the stick-and-string aeroplanes of those days, navigation was not very difficult, but we youngsters were taught about the celestial bodies. Gazing into the heavens one quiet, star-studded night, I suddenly realized that although I could readily understand that a star might be so many millions of miles away that even its light took years to reach me, I could not hope to comprehend the infinity of the dark blue spaces in between the stars. I realized then that the human mind is finite. There are certain things that we simply cannot grasp. And in that humility, I rediscovered my full faith in the old religion. I believe it is best to accept as a fact that there are certain defined limitations to human understanding, and transcending this comprehension must be a sound faith in the power that created the world and all that therein is. In that creed is for me the basis of human relationship. And happiness entails a sense of humor. The penance of sackcloth and ashes is a good reminder not to repeat past mid-deeds, and I believe in punishment that hurts, so that it is etched deep in the tablets of memory. But to take a delight in subjecting oneself, and inevitably those nearest to one, with suppression and gloom in the name of religious fervor, is a negation of the animal joy of life that is born in all of us. I believe that as human knowledge progresses, we shall get nearer to understanding the hidden mysteries of Genesis and the creation. I believe that as man probes into the problems of nuclear physics, psychic research, the psychoanalysis of the mind, the higher forms of medical science, and the atomic phenomena, the sum of knowledge thus gained will converge to a common apex. When one flies in a modern jet airliner at 500 miles an hour, 8 miles above the surface of the earth, the deep-throated hum of the jet seems to me an overture to greater conquest of space. I revel in creative effort. The skill of a surgeon, the coordinated precision of a great orchestra, the planned economy of a highly mechanized production line, things like this thrill me with a sense of man's accomplishment. All these diverse achievements are an inspiration and a tonic, and the more we know of new discoveries, the more assurance we have of the Old Testaments. That I most profoundly believe.
There the creed of Sir Miles Thomas, chairman of the British Overseas Airways Corporation.